All right. I've got a real lot of teaching because I got a handout here. And I just felt like, you know what? This whole, actually the whole day has been about prayer. So that kind of leads right into what we're doing. So this is Ephesians 3, 14 to 17. Okay? And this is how it starts. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. I'm going to stop right there. So, now we're into Paul saying, I bow my knees, both of them. Why? Why is he bowing his knees? Well, one, have we gone over this last couple of weeks? The Jew and the Gentile are reconciled by the cross to the God, to God the Father. That's one thing he's thankful for. Paul prays on our behalf, the Gentiles. Remember, Paul is the Hebrew of Hebrews, Pharisee of Pharisees, right? So we would suppose if we sat and we had to decide as a council who should go to the Jews, send Paul. He can debate them real well. No, God sends him to the Gentiles, right? And then Peter, the illiterate fisherman, send him to the Jews. Because God takes the things of the world that we think are wise and he turns them upside down. So Paul prays on our behalf for who the Gentiles. So I have a question. On whose behalf are you praying for? Well, you know what? We just prayed on behalf of others right now. And that's what prayer is about. So I have a handout that I'd like to go through with you. And it's basically from Major Lee Thomas, and it's a booklet, Praying Effectively for the Lost. Paul, you want to hand those out? So we're just going to go through this because I had this for years. I have it in my Bible, and I thought, why do I have it in my Bible and I don't, you know, look at it? And so we're going to look at praying effectively for the lost, and then also I'm going to ask you to have key areas for those that are in ministry. At the end, we're going to look at those too. Okay? So we're going to walk through this as part of Paul saying, I bow my knees. I bow my knees. So I kind of ran this off so you could keep it in your Bibles, you know, keep it close. And let's look at some of the factors that go for praying for the lost. Well, for personal righteousness, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So you got to, why do we take time to examine our hearts before we have communion? Okay, because it says some of you are sick and some of you are even dead because you take communion with, you know, basically dirty hands. So looking at it personally, righteousness, not having iniquity in my heart, abiding in Christ. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. John 15:7. So abiding in Christ, unbroken fellowship. Look, your fellowship gets broken with sin, okay? Your relationship's always there, but the fellowship is, eh. So get it fixed. Abide in Christ and ask him to search your heart and make sure that his words are abiding in you. Faith, according to your faith, be it unto you. Now, this is, we talked to a gal on Friday whose daughter had leukemia, and she happened to be at a church that said, well, then there must be something in your life. That's why your daughter got leukemia. And, you don't have enough faith, okay? She said, what would you say to that? I says, they are of the devil. They are of the devil. So, the faith here, be according to your faith, is that, what is faith, right? Wrapping yourselves around the Lord and believing what he said he's going to do. And remember, it is not your weenie faith, it's, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and delivered himself up for me. That's the way the Greek is in the Galatians chapter. I live by the faith of the Son of God. You have the Son of God in your heart? You have the Holy Spirit dwelling there? Then you have Jesus' faith. Okay? Brokenness. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit more about brokenness next week, but brokenness is basically this. All of me, none of God. Some of me, some of God. None of me, all of God. That's what brokenness is. Don't think that you are anything special. Remember, you're a hose. You're the conduit between the source of the water and who it's spraying on. That's it. So if you're going to be a straw, that's one thing. If you're going to be a fire hose, that's another thing. That's more up to you, according to the power that works within you. How much is the power working in you? Travail. Paul said, I travail until Christ is formed in you, and that's in Galatians, I think it's 3:19 or 2:19. Anyway, Paul said, I will travail until Christ is formed in you. And I always think about that when I see the form is Star Trek. Why do I think about that? Because the Transformer, you know, when they're beaming somebody up and it's going like this, right? And I think of Paul praying, let Christ be formed in you. You know, are you just this kind of a massive thing that's you know, trickling in the Transformer, or can people see Jesus in you? Persistence. We have got to be persistent. I don't know about you, but I give up too easy. I'm like, oh, forget it. That person's gone. You know, especially family members. I'm sorry. But it's like you just kind of, oh, forget it. Because you know them and they know you for years. Persistence. Isaiah 14:17 describes the lost as prisoners whom Satan refuses to release. Acts 26:18 says that they are under the authority of Satan. Mark 3:27 describes a strong man's house and says that no man can help those individuals until a stronger man, comes in and binds the strong man. And that's when we pray in the ministry. We bind the strong man, plunder its goods, and remove it. So, fasting. Now, Jesus said sometimes these things don't go away except for what? Prayer and fasting. Says controlling demons are so strong that prayer and fasting is required to gain the victory. How about aggression? We are given incredible authority, and we must exercise it. Look, if somebody gave you the keys to a treasure and you never used it, you're never going to open it. Okay? But the authority is in your hands. Here it is. Here's the key. Open it. A lot of times we just go, that's a nice key, and hang it on your door or something. We are overcomers and more than conquerors. Revelation 12:11 and also Romans 8:37. We must overcome the strong man in order to spoil his goods. Luke 11:21-22. You can look these up later. Okay. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. It's like, what is that? How much are we contending for somebody's soul? I remember one of the pastors, they were a chaplain, and they would go down to the morgue in L.A. And these kids that they got off the street that overdosed on drugs or part of gang wars or whatever, and they're just like, you know, slid in there in the morgue. And when he was looking at it, he heard in his ear, these are my trophies from the enemy. And he says, I'm going to do everything I can and you don't get another trophy. Because, you know, once somebody's gone, they're gone. You know? I remember back in the late 80s, Pastor Ron had said, there's about 5,000 people that die in the United States every day, and most of them go to hell. Most of them go to hell. Well, it's probably a whole lot more now. Do you remember the 1040 window? Longitude and latitude that they have, the 1040, right? And most of it's the Middle East and Northern Africa. And they said that every time you have a, when you have a pulse, every pulse is somebody in that 1040 window that goes to hell without hearing Christ. That'll wake you up, won't it? Every one of your, just a regular pulse, every time somebody in that 1040 window is dying and going to hell without Christ. Pleading. Present a biblical reason why he should answer your prayer. The Bible instructs us to bring forth our strong reasons. Plead the purposes of God for man. Plead the promises of God concerning salvation. Plead the power of God to save. All scriptures, okay? Not to look, you can look them up. All scriptures. Plead the personage of God as creator and redeemer. Plead the attributes and attitude of God. Plead his past performances in saving others. Plead, 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 plead. Listen, if the unrighteous judge, right, listen to the widow lady because of her persistence, go away, you know, she's going to wear me down. What about us? We're children of God. How about a sacrificial spirit? Paul was willing to be accursed from Christ for the salvation of his people. He was willing to take the curse and actually go to hell for the people that he's witnessing to. Moses fasted and prayed an extra 40 days and 40 nights. This is after he already did 40 days and 40 nights. I don't know. You explain that one. 80 days for those Jews? I would have said, the heck with them. Yeah, and you would have too. Stiff-necked Jews, right? Esther declared, if I perish, I perish, but I'm going to go before the king. Okay? Unity. Two can chase 10,000 in the spiritual realm. Two agreeing together will receive their request. Greater is he that is in us than he is in the world. Do we believe that? It's true. Whether you believe it or not, it's true. Sometimes we doubt it. That's right, Billy. Sometimes we doubt it. All right, so now here's how to pray, okay? Pray for the person by name asking God to do five things in their life. Ask the Lord to sanctify them. God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Look, every person that is on the earth belongs to God because we're made in his image. We are children of God when you step over the threshold and ask, you know, accept the Lord. But later on, and this is part of my message today, is Acts 17:29. Paul told the Athenians that we are all the offspring of God, yet you that are saved are the children of God, 1 John 3:2. So the children need to plead to the Father. Ask the Lord to bless them. It is always the goodness of God that leads to repentance. Does anybody want to say amen to that? Knowing that his kindness leads us to repentance, and every one of us have probably had some kind of an experience with that. Ask the Lord to convict them. Plead John 16:8-11 as only the Holy Spirit can bring someone under conviction. Lord, whatever it takes, bring the conviction to their heart. And like we talked about today, how far does a person have to go down in the barrel before they cry out to God? Ask the Lord to illuminate his or her mind to the truth because they're blinded. Satan has blinded them. Ask the Lord to open the minds and hearts of the lost. Okay? Ask the Lord to do whatever it takes to facilitate the person's salvation because God orchestrates events in their lives designed to bring about repentance. That's how he got you. That's how he got me. Hemmed in. Set the holy hounds of heaven after you. Ask them. Ask him to do that to them. Ask the Lord to send someone to share the gospel with them. Look, you might plant some seeds, okay? You might water, but God's the one who brings the harvest. Very few have I ever led to the Lord. Lots of people I've planted seeds with, okay? That's just the way it is. So ask him to send laborers to him for the harvest. Ask the Lord to fill his workers with his Spirit, equipping them with power and boldness, wisdom, zeal, compassion, and divine insight. There's all the scripture verses for you there. Ask that the word of God will be shared with them. No one gets saved without hearing the word of God. Romans 10:14. Because the word of God is necessary to convict, to free, to save the lost, the devil opposes their hearing it. Ask that the word have free course, meaning unhindered. Okay? Ask that the word of God be glorified, 2 Thessalonians 3:1, multiplied, Acts 12:24, and that it will prevail, Acts 19:20. You got all the notes in front of you there. Ask that the word will be effective. says that they so spoke with a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks believed. So shall my word be, go forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, Isaiah 55:11, and it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing where I send it. Read the word back to God. It's his word. Lord, you said it, I believe it, so be it. And it's not, you're not commanding God, okay? It's just that, Lord, here it is, you said it, I believe it, that's a done deal. Here's our weapons. The blood of Jesus, Revelation 12:11. The name of Jesus, Luke 10:17. The word.